Bullies and Peeps, Chapter 2, Meg. I've never been a morning person. My mom knocked on my bedroom door at 7 o'clock in the morning. But I ignored her and snuggled deeper under the covers. She came back a few minutes later and knocked louder. Meg, get dressed. You have school today. Oh, I groaned and forced my eyes open. This was karma for sleeping in every day of spring break. Sitting on the edge of my bed, I yawned and bent over to pick up some clothes off the floor. We're running late. Grab a granola bar, my mom said when I appeared in the kitchen. Are those clean jeans? I shrugged. Well, there's no time to change, my mom said. Keys in hand. Are you ready to go? Can you drive me today? No, I can't be late for work, Meg. I have an important surgery at the hospital. She glanced at her watch and added, if you hurry, you could still catch the bus. I snatched a granola bar and my book bag and shuffled out the front door with my mom on my heels. On the way to the bus stop, I noticed some daffodils. A sign of spring. I stopped and picked up 3 for my teacher, Miss Mallory. A rabbit was munching on some grass nearby. Hey there, little guy, I whispered, making no sudden movements. The rabbit looked at me. His nose twitched, but he did not hop away. Suddenly, there was a loud sound like thunder. The rabbit darted off into the trees. I looked up and saw a flash of yellow go by. The bus. I jumped to my feet. Wait for me, I hollered, waving my wildflowers in the air. The bus didn't stop or even slow down. It never did. I chased the bus. It grew smaller and smaller until it disappeared around the corner. But I kept running. 5 minutes later, I dashed into Garrett Grove Elementary, sprinted down the hall, and raced into my classroom. The kids in room 109 were chatting and laughing with their friends when I flew in. I wasn't late. Miss Mallory sat behind her desk, ignoring everyone. I put my hands on my hips, and I caught my breath, and then I strolled over to Miss Mallory and stuck out my fistful of battered daffodils. She jumped slightly. Oh, thank you, Meg, she said. You can leave those here on my desk. After leaving the flowers with Miss Mallory, I saw Hannah sitting at her desk. The other girls were standing there talking to her. It was a familiar sight, except today, Alexis was one of the girls. She was my friend, not Hannah's. Why is she over there? I stumbled across the room and stood a few feet away from the group. Alexis smiled at me. How was your break? I asked her. Good. What did you do? She was with us, Hannah said, smirking. We were all at camp together. I thought that was weird. I wanted to ask Alexis more, but I had no interest being anywhere near Hannah. So I spun on my heels and marched over to the classroom windows where, like I was following orders from myself to get away from those girls. As I left, I heard Hannah mention Tommy's name and something about getting revenge. I stood in the middle window and gazed outside till Miss Mallory blew her red whistle. It was time for class. Turning to go back to my seat, I heard a loud honking sound. I looked around for Tommy because he always made a honking sound when he blew his nose. But Tommy wasn't blowing his nose. How odd. I heard the noise again. This time I could tell where it came from. Garrett Grove was like most schools except it had a courtyard. The school formed a rectangular wall around it. And my class was one of the lucky rooms that had a view of the courtyard. The honking was coming from the courtyard. Nothing appeared strange at first. On my left, a small pond sat in one corner. My eyes traveled from the pond over to the dogwood trees that grew in the middle. Pretty pink flowers would bloom on them soon. Benches sat underneath the trees. Grass covered the rest of the courtyard, and bushes grew under some classroom windows. Then, something caught my eye. There was movement near the bushes across from my classroom. Two geese. One goose was parked on a nest, while the other stood nearby and turned his head back and forth. "There's a goose sitting on a nest," I said. Then I turned around and realized that Miss Mallory had already started a math lesson. Whoops! Miss Mallory frowned, but the class jumped up and crowded around me. We all stared out at the geese. Miss Mallory hesitated, then joined us. She stood behind all the kids for a few seconds before turning and heading for the phone near the classroom door. She picked it up and dialed a number. After the call, the principal, Mr. Wilder, came on the intercom with an announcement. "Students and teachers, please pardon this interruption. I am canceling all morning recess in the courtyard today. Teachers, please hold morning recess in the classroom. Afternoon recess behind the school will continue as usual. Staff, please check your email at lunch for more information. Thank you." Miss Mallory listened politely to the announcement. The class groaned and complained, but her face remained flat. "All right, children, return to your seats," she said. Everyone chatted about the geese and the announcement on the way back to the seat. "This is horrible," I overheard Hannah tell Angela. "I wanted to sit on the benches at morning recess." And then, without warning, Hannah whipped her head around and stared straight at me. "This is all your fault," she hissed, before narrowing her blue eyes and adding, "Goose girl."